A legislative hearing on a proposed statewide smoking ban draws a huge crowd at the Capitol. Hundreds filled a hearing room to capacity to testify on legislation that would ban smoking in public places across Wisconsin. State Health Secretary Kevin Hayden says swift action is needed on the bill.
Every day we delay going smoke-free in Wisconsin is another day where more people are getting sick and more kids start smoking.
Hayden says the benefits of a statewide smoking ban will have a major impact on Wisconsin.
Having worked in healthcare for over two decades, I can recall no other single legislative act that will have as a profound, immediate, and widespread impact on public health as this proposed smoking ban.
But tavern owners such as Sharon Ward of Milwaukee argue the ban will drive away customers.
My realistic expectation is I will lose 60 to 70% of my revenue. That is my livelihood. That is my pension.
Ward says customers who want to avoid secondhand smoke have the choice not to go where smoking is allowed.
Everybody makes a decision in life to do things that are good for you or not good for you. You can eat too many French fries. Do you close down McDonald's? No. You should not take away my ability to make a living.
The American Cancer Society's Jerry Allen says the statewide ban is needed to protect workers.
Bar and restaurant workers have a significantly greater risk of dying than the general public because in part due to the continuous exposure to secondhand smoke at their work.
The proposal is currently being considered by a Senate committee, which will vote on the legislation at a later date. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.